Are you? This is such a taboo subject. Like, this I already know that this is the part that Easy's going to select for YouTube. But how do you?
Watch how I edit this video.
Right. That's it.
NappyAfro.com.
You are now listening to the Frocast, presented by NappyAfro.com. Here are your kings of slander, Saul Wright, a.k.a. the Black Alex P. Keaton, and King Germ, a.k.a. the most electrifying man in podcasting history.
You are now tuned into the dopest podcast for the dopest network on the internet. This is the Frocast, episode 290 for NappyAfro.com. I'm your man, Saul Wright, a.k.a. the Black Alex P. Keaton, a.k.a. Shupak Shakur, a.k.a. the Boss Kick Ross, a.k.a. Iron Nike.
I watched a lot of it. I ain't gonna lie. I watched a lot. You know, usually you turn when they start putting on that music you ain't heard here before. But, you know, some of the shit I was like, damn, that's, I didn't know who these niggas was. Like, you know, it's because I don't turn the radio station off of my genre. So it's like, you know, it was an interesting thing.
Nah, I miss it. I mean, WrestleMania was on. I was watching this shit.
WrestleMania was on?
I mean, Royal Rumble.
Oh, I was about to say, man. Like, hold on. It's all right. I was like,
Royal Rumble. WrestleMania's in April, I believe. Whatever day it is, I'm off work. I took that day off work. Like, I have to schedule my days off the full year at a time.
Damn.
So I got to pick the day. And it's like 3 weeks. Or do I have 3 weeks? I got 4.5 weeks. Like,
some shit pop up, then what you got to do? Like, hey.
You got to, hopefully you can trade or, you know, talk to your boss and see if you can get it off. It's the most raggedy shit ever. It's fucked up. Best R&B performance, best traditional R&B performance, best R&B song, best R&B album. Like, that's just the R&B shit. I don't understand how y'all watch this.
Man.
I don't get it.
It's all right, man. Jay-Z, Beyonce, and Blue was there.
Okay, so I saw that, and I saw her telling their folks to calm down and quit clapping. I saw that shit. The categories are well beyond me, and it's the Grammy. So all I know is that if Wheeler Walker Jr. didn't win nothing, I'm boycotting. Do you know who Wheeler Walker Jr. is?
I really don't.
Be Easy, if you would be so kind as to play some Wheeler Walker Jr. right here on the show, that would be greatly appreciated.
Fuck you, bitch. You broke my heart. Fuck your friends. Tearing us apart. Fuck your dog. Hope he never comes home. Fuck you, bitch. Hope you wind up alone.
He made a country song. He's like the trap country singer.
Oh.
I think I sent this in the message. And yes, he made a song called Fuck You Bitch. And Fuck You Bitch is a great song. You know, if you get into the hook, fuck you, bitch. You broke my heart. Fuck your friends. They tearing us apart. Fuck your dog. I hope he never comes home. Fuck you, bitch. I hope you wind up alone. That's the greatest hook ever. That's the greatest hook ever. If y'all don't know.
That's mumble country music, man. That's mumble country music right there.
What you mean? Those are bars.
That's mumble. That's the country music people don't respect that, man. They be like, man, that old, man, hell, I'm taking the easy way out, man.
Hey, Snoop Dogg giving them props. Snoop Lion is giving them props. Then that's good shit. That's all I'm saying. He fuck with rappers. So Wheeler Walker Jr. for president, man. That's all I can say. Everybody else running for president. Are you running for president?
Not this year. Now, I'm only 25. All right. I got 10 more years. I'm not old enough. Constitution has to be ratified.
I could tell you somebody who shouldn't run either. Or maybe they should run. Maybe I got this all wrong. Jay Electronica. Apparently, in 2018, we're still giving a fuck about Jay Electronica. Now, let me say this. I remember it like in 2007. This nigga was... Right. Am I lying, though? That was about when he was the hottest.
It was about 8 or 9, but yeah.
Was it that late? The world was abuzz about Jay Electronica. Like, this nigga was next. All the social media had him up there. It was Jay Electronica. I think his mixtape dropped in like 7. It did. There was like one mixtape, but that's the problem.
How many songs was one mixtape?
Man, look, I don't know of all that. The problem is it was one mixtape.
I don't think it was a whole mixtape, sir. I think he dropped one song.
The Eternal Sunshine I think was the mixtape.
Let me see, Jay Electronic.
I don't know how many
Google search ever.
Yeah, you're probably gonna have to go straight to Wiki. I don't think that there's a lot, but there has to be something because the buzz was crazy. Jay Electronica was the shit for some reason.
No. Hold on. He had, let me see. This shit about to be fun. These
because right? the idea of it being a mixtape, it was like a hella long song. It was artsy type shit. It was like one song, but it was like a mega song. It had like 20 minutes or something stupid.
Let's see. Discography.
Wow. Okay. Yep, so why?
Right.
It was Act One, Eternal Sunshine.
And that shit was like, it was long as shit, but it was like that one song was what it was. And they was like, yo, based off of that and based off a couple, you know, the Erykah Badu co-sign, and he did a couple verses, they was like, yo, this nigga's next. And then nothing happened. We got a couple. Go ahead.
Okay. Like you said, on his discography, on his wiki, it has one mixtape and an album to be announced called Act Two, The Patents of Nobility, The Turn. Nigga.
Dude, and he milked this. Remember he was dating some white aristocrat over in England? Like, he's been living, yeah. He's been living off this hype from 2007.
Yeah. I mean, best thing he ever did was get a baby by Erykah Badu. They kept him. I mean, they kept him afloat because he only got two songs and two songs as the lead, two singles as the lead artist, Exhibit A, Transformations, and Exhibit C. And they came out 2009. So, nigga.
Wow. Bruh. That's my whole point when I'm like, okay, so now we're still talking about, like, this is like when they talk about drafting somebody in the league and they say potential. Like, when they did that to Sam Bradford for fucking 10 years, he's got potential. Okay, well, nigga, where? At this point, we got to see when is this going to happen? So, apparently, Jay Electronica is going on tour in 2018? Is that what we're saying right now?
Yeah, he's going on tour. What are you touring, my nigga?
I don't know, bro.
You doing the mixtape from 2007 and your other two singles? Like, nigga, you gonna be? I guess he's gonna do all the songs he's been featured on. But how can you tour without an album?
Yeah. So let me back off of the hashtag Kings of Slander, and let me ask for enlightenment from the people, from the nation, from the millions. God and damn millions. It, Germ. God.
Right, damn it, Germ. I mean, it's all right.
I mean, that was the oop, and you missed it.
I didn't miss it. I would jump from so far that when I caught that shit, I was still in the air coming down like fucking NBA Jam, nigga. Like,
God damn. I need people from the nation to let me know what is he touring with? What have he missed? Because I would love to be in the know. I like bars. You know what I'm saying? I got a dusty-ass backpack. I want to know. But, like, what are y'all... If you bought the ticket, what are you going to listen to? That's a legit question. That's not slander. I'm asking, literally, what are you listening to?
Yeah, like, because he ain't get, like, if he do a concert of new music, you'll be sitting there looking crazy, like, yo, what the fuck is this nigga talking about? You know what I'm saying?
It's literally guest appearances since 2007. That's it. It's guest appearances. You done dropped a couple bars a couple times a year since 2007. Like, basically, you Andre 3000 without the resume.
I mean,
at least Three Stacks gave us some duet albums. He gave us, you know, a bunch of classics.
Yeah.
But now we're like, okay, well, now what?
Yeah. But this nigga Jay Lex, so yeah. So shout out to anybody that buy tickets to this. Please hit us back. Pretty sure Beezy will be there. He's a big Jay Electronica fan.
Of course. I mean, his name is Jay. So once you got the Jay in there, you're in.
Yeah. Like, Beezy is a big Jay Electronica. So I'm pretty sure if he come to Atlanta, Beezy will be there. So he'll let us know how it went. So Beezy, you know, count on you.
He's going to curse the fuck out of us when he's editing the show and we get to this part and we're slandering Jay Electronica. He's going to curse us out.
Oh, yeah. He's going to be like, facts. He's going to say, facts.
No, he's probably going to say, this shit is not going to make the show.
No, that's the thing. He'll let him make the show. He'll talk shit, but he'll let him make the show.
He's going to be like, that's why y'all are a comedy podcast. That's why y'all comedy podcast, not a music podcast.
Jay Electronica just released a mixtape last Wednesday. So
not only did he release a mixtape last Wednesday, it was on Laserdisc.
And it was on the site.
Right. I did an article on the shit on the site. Y'all don't fucking read the site.
I don't read anything.
Fucking assholes. Fucking monkeys. Fucking monkeys.
Took y'all fucking 3 weeks to notice there was videos on the site to play.
Fucking monkeys. I don't even know why I do this shit. I'm about to take another hiatus. Fuck y'all. And then the site will be closed. So yeah, would you go? Like, are you going to buy? If Jay Electronica hits your city, are you going?
No. I don't know none of his songs. The exhibit shit, man, everybody was hyping this shit up. I was like, man, that shit, nah, bro. No. So, nah. I've been a J-Lec hater since he came out, bro.
Damn, a hater?
Yes. I've never.
Why have you been hating?
Well, I used to hear so much about him that I thought, man, he from the South. But he rapped like he was the Messiah or something. So when I first heard it, if I wasn't blown away, I was going to hate on him. And I wasn't blown away. So the hate went on. I was prepared to do that with LeBron James, too. You know what I'm saying? Like, when I went to that game, I said, this nigga don't live up to the hype. I'm hating on him. He lived up to the hype. I was like, as advertised. So it's just certain things. Kendrick Lamar, same way. I was like, man, when I went to that concert, got in for free. Well, it was a free concert. Kendrick did a damn 2-hour show. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, damn, man, just the energy from the crowd, the way he was delivering it. I was like, man, so Kendrick Lamar gets the stamp. Pow. You know what I'm saying? So it's just certain things. Like, if I'm not blown away when I first hear it, I was going to hate on it. And yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it is what it is. I'm not going either. I'm not, you know, Jay Electronica. He will probably hit Austin. You know, he'll be. We got the Austin City Limits or South by Southwest.
Yeah, he goes on. Yeah, let us be honest.
Okay, that's true. We've heard this before, I believe.
Yeah, he said he's going to deliver albums for the last 10 years, but we ain't seen that shit either.
Yeah, so if he does tour, he will hit Austin, and I will miss it. So, but y'all tell us how it is. After my search history went to hell last week, it's going to hell again this week. We've got more sex doll information.
Whoa.
And how sex dolls have changed the game, man. Apparently at this point now.
Oh, yeah.
What do you mean?
Go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt, sir.
Cam Soda, adult cam site. Cam Soda will offer virtual intercourse with real people using sex dolls in VR. Virtual reality. So you put on the goggles and you will have a masturbation device of whatever specific for you that will be tied to the other person that's casting and their sexual masturbation toy. This is some weird shit. So if you're a guy and you fucking with a girl, she will have, I guess, a dildo that will send you the vibrations to your dick from the VR. I guess that's how it's supposed to work.
The teledildonics is what it's called.
What?
Teledildonics.
This is like, look, at this point, if you're strapping stuff to your body and goggles, I think you just need to go outside. You just have to go out and try your luck. At this point, this is ridiculous. You're fucking, think about this picture. If someone happens to walk in, whether you know, you're unresponsive or you got a roommate or your spouse, you got goggles on with a doll on your lap. This is, hey, that's an L that you will never recover from, bro.
Like, they just got interactive, like, toys now. Like, I guess, like, because you see the link right under it for the Pornhub, they coming out with the interactive vibrator and shit. Like you watching the porn on the screen, it mimics the action that's going on in the movie. Like, it's connected somehow. So if dude pumping real hard and you got the little thing on, you just feel the thing like, bop, 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 going real fast on your meat. Or if you got the vibrator and, you know what I'm saying, whatever. So, yo, this getting crazy now, man. It's getting
crazy.
Wait.
So what you just said is if you got the shit on your meat and the dude is pumping hard, that means that the shit that you got on is pumping harder. So it means you're getting benefit from his strokes is what you're saying.
Yes.
Nah, nigga, y'all got to step outside, bro. I'm with a lot of the stress-free transactions. The idea of paying for the cooch, I get it. You know what I'm saying? Maybe even if you got to get one out real quick, plug in your website and go for it. But you got goggles and sex toys that vibrate and mimic. That's a little too much, bro. You got to step outside. You got to step outside, bro. Times that hard out in the streets?
Hey, man, did you see that tweet that I sent you yesterday in a text?
Okay, so the tweet that we got yesterday was from, what was her name?
Miss Suction.
Never heard of her before.
_SUCKTION Shout out to the Bodega Boys for this one. Go ahead.
Never heard of her. She's allegedly a porn star and a suckologist. We'll go ahead and give you that. You can use that in your hashtag if you like to, in your bio. And she's literally, per Mero, suck my dick from the back. She's sucking dick from the back.
Bro.
I have questions. I have questions. I'm just saying. There obviously has to be physical limitations to this for some people.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
I don't know how to broach this topic without going into the TMI situation, but let's just say that I don't think that I'd be a candidate for this situation.
I don't think I would be either.
It's not going to work for me.
I was just like, how did he do that? Like, I was just like, did you tuck? Like, I was just like, what's going on? Nah, this is not happening, bro. Like,
which is often my question when I watch porn, because when it's time to go, I'm not able to wrap my shit around my leg. I don't know how you get in some of these positions. When you're ready to go, there should not be that much flimsy and much play in your shit.
Dang,
but exactly. These niggas is out there like they pushing ropes. And I don't understand. Yeah, I don't get
nigga,
it.
I guess you've been going for fucking 8 hours. Your dick would be like, nigga, I'm not getting full on hard no more, nigga. Like, nigga, you getting firm. You ain't getting hard. You getting a firm dick.
But then if you're the dude, like, so for the people that have had this situation happen, are you... This is such a taboo subject. Like, I already know that this is the part that Easy's going to select for YouTube. But how do you... How do you enjoy somebody slamming their face to your ass?
Watch how I edit this video.
Right. That's it. How do you enjoy somebody slamming their face to your ass? I guess it's the best way to ask the question.
I mean, that's called a little... What, and they call it like a little rusty trombone or some shit like that? Is that what that's called?
I guess, man. I'm a lame nigga. I don't know all the sex games and positions and names and all that shit. All I know is that when I saw the video, she had to have a nose full of anus.
Oh, she did. She had a fucking nose full of ass. Like, straight up. Like, as a man, that would make me uncomfortable. Like, I just couldn't. I wouldn't enjoy getting no head like that. I'm sorry.
When was the last time, as a grown-ass man, outside of the bathroom, that you bent over that way?
Never. I mean,
like, you don't even, it doesn't happen.
Yeah, it's just uncomfortable. Like, nah, like, you just don't, I mean, you know, you get one of them balls on your ass, you got to get that pop, but that shit is like, shout out to Queen Germ for being a trooper on that one, man. I was just like, yo, like, hey, this shit, something's back there. You got to pop it.
So wait, so you let her pop the boil instead of just letting that motherfucker go away?
Man, she had to pop it. She had to get the hot, steam it up, get it hot, and bam, bust that bitch, man. I see all them YouTube videos. I'm not trying to have no big ass motherfucking no, nigga. Them shits, you got to get rid of them shits. You get them shits, you got to get that puss up out of there, man. Mm-mm.
Mm-mm. God damn. That shit, this whole thing, and when I saw the comments, all the responses to the tweets, apparently this is what's hot in the streets. Niggas is ready for this.
God damn, boy. I told you, 30% niggas, man. What I tell you about 30% niggas?
I don't belong in a single game. If my wife ever decides that she's done, I'm like, okay, well, you still my girlfriend. Like, you can't just leave me and be done. What am I doing in these streets? What am I doing in the streets? If I'm with a chick and it's about to go down and she be like, turn around and bend over, I'm like, this shit's over.
Nah, like what, nigga? No. Or you trying to get some little toppy and she throw your leg in the air? Like, what are you doing? Like, whoa, what are you doing?
Bruh.
You not putting me in a buck? Like, what's wrong with you?
It's not gonna happen, bro. I don't know. Pineapples. I don't know what these motherfuckers is doing in these streets, but I'm not prepared. This whole sex game shit is crazy.
So people can stick out so we know who they are so we can avoid them motherfuckers.
That's what they need? Like, That takes it to a whole nother level. Like, when I thought of the all mad shit, when you was talking about it, I wasn't thinking of getting your dick sucked from the back and sex toys that match with the screen. Like, that's a whole nother level. Like, what's above
that's
all mad?
All mad. See, it's all right. You weren't thinking all mad. You was thinking, like, all pro. You know what I'm saying? You got to think all mad. Like,
it's like all mad Hall of Fame edition, bro. Yeah, like, this shit is crazy.
You
niggas
dick from the back, you want all mad. Like, God damn.
And if you're the dude and she's able to do that, first of all, if you're able to do that, how about that? And she's able to do that. Like, you're not going anywhere, right? That's pretty much it. You ready to marry her.
Hey, bro, you got to. Hey, did you watch any more videos? Like, she is a fucking man.
She's got more videos?
What? Nigga, just, hey, boy, you just click on the tweets and media. Oh, my gosh, she got about fucking, man, I watched so many dick-sucking videos from her the other day. I said, Jesus Christ, I'm scared of her, boy.
Whoa. So I'm going back to the link that was sent. Ms. Suction. It's a lot of free press you're getting right now.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, she's got a nose full of ass right now. This is just so, like, how are you, I don't know. Anyway, so let me go to her profile. And there's more videos, you said.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, the first video shows up and she's got, goddamn. Does she have no tonsils?
Bruh, that nigga, her sucking dick from the back is her pinned tweet. So that's like her crowning jewel. Like, she's happy about that. Like, yo, like, look, nigga, this is what I can do. Sheesh.
So here's a question. If you smash a chick that belongs to the gang out in them streets, they're like, okay, she a hoe. Is there any stigma to getting your dick sucked by the dick suck queen?
No, ain't no stigma to that.
I'm so curious.
I mean, the only bad part, I mean, you can't wife her up.
But why not?
Because she's a dick sucking queen, nigga.
If she suck your dick from the back, don't you have to wife her up? Okay, now she's about to scalp this nigga's dick. What is going on, bruh? She's aggressive. She's aggressive, bruh.
Hey, but hey.
She's aggressive. I'm not comfortable.
Hey, Dr. Brazen, he told me some, your sex dog can't do that.
That is correct, sir. That is correct. Once they make that one, whoa. They make the one that can do that shit, it's going to be a problem in these streets. Yes.
Oh, my God. Whatever.
All of a sudden, women going to be like, damn, I'm getting double child support checks now. I don't know why, because that nigga's working three jobs to pay for that sex doll.
Mm.
This shit is crazy. That's rather aggressive, sir.
Yeah, she's out there.
Never heard of her before. Thank you for bringing that to my attention. I will never be back.
Oh, looks all right. Hint, hint, wink, wink.
There is no hint, hint, wink. This is just, it's just a little aggressive for me, sir. Like this one, she's sucking dick and fucking the sex toy.
Oh, this Madden. That's
yeah,
crazy.
This is
what we can show for. If somebody asks, man, what's all Madden? Just go look up
Miss Suction. Miss Suction is all Madden, bro.
You know what I'm saying? Like, she ain't on nobody videos. Like, this is her on somebody phone recording. Like, so she does let you know. Like, she don't mind. Like, she playing in the ruck and putting up 50. Like, she like, yo, fuck that. I know it's outdoors. I'm still putting up 50 on y'all niggas on the outside court.
She put up a post. She's sharing the tweets or sharing the text. And somebody said, yo, what's up? And she's like, okay, like, this is a business transaction. And the nigga said $60. She was like, I'm going to block you. Now, the funny thing about it to me, the reason I bring this up is because that's $60. Ain't that what I said last week?
Yep.
I would have just got blocked.
All right.
There you go. The slander. The slander.
That's all right.
God damn.
$60, man. It's all right. I'm in the girl's DMs.
I saw that. I was like, $60? I was like, that's interesting. $60. She's like, I'm blocking you for wasting my time, nigga. Hey, man, look, it's just unintentional humor. I'm just a regular ass dude, man. I don't even know what to tell you. But this shit said, where did this go? I'm a reja. I mean, you can always go to her Twitter and see the shit yourself. But the motherfucker says, you up? Yeah. What's up with it? Okay, what time do you want to see me? We can go now. Honestly, I got $60. Is that straight? She said, are you smoking crack? In fact, I'm blocking you for even asking me that. Goodbye. God damn.
So I don't know how much she charged, man. I mean, if $60 is...
Right, well, what was the offer? Like, what were they supposed to do for $60?
I mean, like, you ain't saying... Like,
because like, you, if you, yeah, I mean, if you're talking to her...
I mean, what's going on?
Right. So you had, there was a basis of understanding, because that text ain't a random. That's not a rando. That nigga's like, so you up? Yeah, what's good with it? We can go now. So there's been some conversation.
Yeah,
we can go now, to be honest.
Before, like, yo, he paid 60 before. You took 60 but left one time. So
he's 60 somewhere. And apparently he didn't get the memo that she was a boss now. And that $6 ain't shit. Like,
oh, nigga, the price went up.
What?
Like,
nigga, you can't even think about that shit. You can't even text her and ask if $60 okay without getting blocked. This ain't even. You can't even text her and ask. Like, the negotiation started $60. This shit is over. God damn, Miss Suction. It's tough in the streets, man. I can't be out in these streets, man.
What city she in?
I don't know. I would guess Florida. I don't know. I'm just going to guess Florida. Does it say on here? Full-time porn star, head giver, womanist. What? Vegetarian and animal lover. She's in Atlanta.
Oh, Atlanta? Be easy.
She's in Atlanta.
Uh-oh.
God damn. This is okay. What is it? See, this is. I have questions. This is a tweet. How is y'all 2018 starting off? Have to say mine is starting off pretty great. I'm looking forward to all the new opportunities God will give me. Huh? 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 I'm going to stop reading there. Huh? I don't. Look, man.
She's a womanist, man. Chill, man.
I got questions. I have questions, okay? I just don't understand. Look, I'm not a religious person, but I went to Lutheran school K-12. And last time I checked, dick suckery is not one of the blessings from God.
It's not about dick sucking. Who dick? She might have sucked the right dick. And they was like, "Yo, you going places, man? Yo, I'm calling
so the blessings
right
on the other side of the shaft." I'm just confused. I'm confused.
I got questions.
I got questions, man. I don't understand, bro.
Yeah,
I've always thought about that. Like, even outside of the sex room, like when boxers say, you know, at the end of a fight, you done knocked the shit out of this dude for 12 rounds. You be like, you know, first want to give thanks to God. No, that's not. You got in there to bludgeon the motherfucker. That's not.
He said, I made it out alive. Like, yo, I could have died in this ring.
Yeah, but what about, right, but the other motherfucker's over there, he can't wake up. What about that? So God chose you over him?
Exactly.
Is that the narrative?
That's the narrative before warriors go in the fight. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, you know what I'm saying? Hey,
it's not logical if. It's not logical. If both of you are praying and you're both fighting for something you think is just and somebody dies, you're saying that God chose you over the other person.
Yeah.
That's bullshit. That doesn't make any sense.
What I mean? He wasn't the strongest believer as I was.
He believed long enough to put his life on the line?
He didn't tithe last Sunday like I did.
Oh, that 10% to get you. That 10%, nigga. Should have gave
10%. Five to the church, got 15 back, dog. I said, hey.
That's what it is. Damn. It's tough in the streets, man. Speaking of tough in the streets, Jemele Hill is leaving the six. She's going to the Undefeated, which, does the Undefeated, like, does that come on TV?
No. I don't think they have any shows on TV. I think it's just a website.
So she's leaving a primetime position on TV to go to the Undefeated.
Yep. And she said it's not a demotion. She chose to go there and she can be more free to speak. You know why you can be more free to speak? Because nobody gives a fuck about the Undefeated.
Oh,
you
know, come on,
you
man.
Know they cover on the Undefeated. It's all right. Let's go to the Undefeated front page right now.
Didn't she used to work with the Undefeated first?
No,
like, wasn't that part of her
started,
path?
Like, maybe she did. I don't know. Maybe she did. The Undefeated. Sports, race, culture, HBCUs, and more. How many people you think clicking on that right there, sorry?
Just from probably not a lot.
Let's see.
But first this might be. Cam Newton
confounds both his fans and his haters. Doug Williams, the real MVP. It's time for Tom Izzo to stop deflecting and start talking. That's a Jemele Hill thing. Being controversial already.
But that's what she like. Go ahead.
State of the black athlete. That's why you over there. You know what I'm saying? You want to talk that shit? Go over there and talk it where nobody can see it. Like I said, you in the basement. That's like she's in the basement working. Man, poor Jamil.
But you're saying that like they put her there as opposed to her choosing to go there. That's your stance?
Yeah, I'm telling you, it was one of those situations where it was either you go over there or you go find something else.
See, I don't.
She save face.
I think she would air them out before she would let it go.
I don't think that. Look, her pride. Listen, somebody probably said, listen, you get ESPN money, you can get blackballed. I mean, she probably got some money. I just feel like they told her that. I don't think it was as easy as she said it was about her choosing to go there. It's all right. I just don't buy it. I'm sorry.
I think there was probably an argument or some kind of discussion that was a little more heated. And she was like, look, I'm a black-ass black woman. I like to talk that shit. Y'all keep stopping me from talking that shit. I need to go where I can talk that shit. You can either suspend me again or you can let me go someplace where I can be me. Because this is not what we agreed to. Y'all agreed to buy me and Michael to be us. This is what y'all thought. Y'all said we could do. And now we're up here and you suspended me. Every time I say something, I got to fucking roll.
But, I mean, keep your job your job. Like, you know what I'm saying?
If you hire...
I'm not saying...
You hire somebody based on what they do, you can't get them and then say you can't do that anymore.
Okay, but if I hired you to be, well, I mean, she doesn't do it on air, so that's why I really don't have a problem with what she did, because she didn't do it on air. She did it always on her Twitter. She only did it on her Twitter, right? That was it.
Yeah, anytime she said something controversial, it was on Twitter.
Yeah, like she didn't mix politics in with On the Six or nothing like that, did she?
Not, they didn't get a chance to.
I mean, I never watched. Yeah, I never watched, so I mean, that's what I'm saying.
Wait, you never watched The Six? Why did you never watch The Six?
Sports Center. Like, I haven't watched Sports Center probably about 9 years, bro. Like, long time. I don't watch Sports Center. I just don't watch Sports Center. It's like, no. I don't watch Sports Center. Like, if it's on, I've never, like, yo, Sports Center. Like, but Sports Center is The Six. I've never seen one episode of that. Never.
God damn. Yeah, I don't know. I know Sage still had something to say, and
of course,
like, just the hating ass bro had something to say. And right after I saw the announcement, so I don't know what the timeline is going to be for her to switch. But I know that the next day, huh?
She over there now.
Well, she just did a commercial for The Six today.
Oh, but she's not on SportsCenter anymore. She's not on SportsCenter, but she said she still will be on some ESPN shows, like showing up, like making appearances. But yeah, she's gone from SportsCenter. She ain't on SportsCenter no more.
But so the commercial that I saw today with her talking about the Kirk Cousins situation, they said they were going to talk about it tonight.
Mm-hmm.
So there's got to be some sort of transition or something. Because I know, like, the day of the announcement or the day after, there was two totally different hosts on the show. Michael wasn't there. It was two other people. So it's like they're doing the Sports Center. They're doing The Six the way they used to do The Six, by committee. So I'm interested to see what the fuck is going to happen now. I wanted to see Carrie Champion get the spot, but I think Carrie Champion is supposed to be going to Sports Nation because Michelle Beadle is supposed to be leaving to go to the morning show with Greeny.
I hate Beadle.
Why? Why does everybody hate Beadle?
Because she's a fucking dickhead, man. Like, I don't like her. Like, one day she got on the radio and was like, I mean, talking about, like, crime. She's like, that's blue-collar crime. That's no big deal. And I was in my head like, bitch, what you mean? The crime is a crime. Like, you know what I'm saying? I hate Beadle, man, because she played the victim that time in the whole, it was sometimes she played the victim, man. I don't like Beadle, man. I do not like Beadle. I don't like her or what's the other girl named to be on there? The dark haired girl, Beetle, and what's the other girl I hate? What's her name? Sarah Spain. Ugh!
Why don't you like Sarah Spain?
I do not like Spain or Beetle. Cause, man, Spain just, she's her and the like, Beetle is the Michael Vick thing. And Spain, like, it was some other type shit like that, too. Like, I don't care what Michael Vick does. I will never forget him. And if he comes on this show, I won't be a part of it. I'm just like, really, bitch?
But
fucking child. Like, the nigga went to prison.
But were they dog? I know Michelle Beadle has a dog. She's a dog lover.
Okay, that's fine. I do too. But I mean, it's like, nah. So ESPN admits it may have driven Jamel Hill from SportsCenter. That's what
we didn't need you to admit it. We know that shit. It's obvious. You kept her off TV. The shit was on for what? The shit was on for 6 months?
Is that long? Bad. You're right. She will hold her final one is February 2nd. Okay, so yeah, you're right.
So she gonna be gone right in the middle of right at the start of Black History Month and before Black Panther? Come on, bruh.
Yeah, we gotta get off the air before then. You're not gonna get on the show with all that shit.
But you know, her and Michael love Marvel shit. Yeah. And they love Black Panther. How do you get her off? I'm sure he's going to have her back. Well, they already seen it, so I guess it's not a big thing for them. They were at the premiere.
Oh, they already premiered it.
Yeah, that shit. You didn't see the premiere? Oh, Google Black Panther premiere, nigga.
Oh, is that the one blackest was coming out wearing like all the African shit?
Niggas had kente cloth socks on and shit.
Yeah, okay, so I did see that. That was just more. That was like, I think I saw it one morning. I was watching them one of them little TMZ Access Hollywood shows. You're right. I did see it, so my bad.
Yeah, they went in, so they've already seen it now, but I would like to see them, you know, talk about the film.
I'm going to see it. You got to sign something, nigga. Like, you can't say shit, nigga. Like,
well, so what I mean is when it actually drops, I'd like to see them talk about the film then.
Oh.
I would like to see their banter on the show, but I'm sure there's going to be they're going to have their podcast somewhere you get to hear it, but I would like to see them talk about it on TV and interview the guests.
They have a podcast?
They still did the His and Hers.
Oh, okay.
They still did. I don't know if they still do it now because ain't no point in listening to it because they were on TV. But yeah. Now I don't know what the fuck they're going to do because they ain't on TV together no more. Yeah, it's fucked up. What else we got on this goddamn outline?
Smash, man. What would have happened? How all that would have changed course?
If they had smashed?
Yeah. That night he said he didn't smash because he was playing Madden, allegedly.
But okay, so my question is...
I think they smashed... And they was just like, you know what? This is gonna mess up. So they smashed one time, and then they because she's just that cool. She was just like, you know what? I understand. It's cool. They shook hands, dapped each other up, and they went their separate ways, bro.
With no disrespect intended, I don't think Michael Smith is cool enough to smash and keep that something that he keeps a secret.
I mean, he have to because he married. He was married. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he got to keep it secret because he was probably, like, with his old lady then. They might not have been married, but they was, you know what I'm saying, together. You know what I'm saying? So he got to keep it a secret. You know what I'm saying?
I think he would have been the cat that apologizes on TV and risks it all to make his wife feel better about him admitting it. I think he would be that dude.
Because he can't admit to it. He's going to have to keep staying like, nah, I'm never going to tell the truth. I don't care. I don't care when the tell-all book comes out. I'm still going to deny it. You know what I'm saying? Because it's coming. It's going to come out. You heard it here first from King Jr. Michael Smith smashed Jamel.
Oh, here you go, man. Let's get into our TV talk.
Yeah. Did you watch Black Ink?
I have questions. So... On Black Ink, when Young Bae's father came back and said he was going to kill the family, they did a fundraiser with the new manager to raise money to take Young Bae back to Korea. Couple of things. Yep. We got a new manager who came out of nowhere that Sky hired, and she was in the episode three different times, the three different visits to shop. She got her ass whooped all three times. She got her ass whooped. I don't understand. Like, what job? What job right now? What job could you think of where you would take an ass whooping every time you go to work? Other than boxing. Like, a professional fight is one thing. But a regular fucking job, what job would be worth it for you to get your ass whooped every time?
I don't think it's one out there, so right. Where I can just go and somebody can pop off on me at any moment and nobody does anything about it. Like,
nobody does shit but break up the fight. That's what pedestrians do.
You people in here, y'all gonna let this girl run clear across the room and jump on me.
Like the first night it happened. Yeah, no, the first time it happened, you were at a party. So it's a fucking building full of people and you got your ass whooped. And then they brought you back. You got jumped again with the I think the office was full of employees that time. And then the third time, it was even more people because they brought Melody back. And then they served you the pink slip, you're fired, in a real shitty way. Way to go, Donna. And then after Donna fires you, she punches you in the face. How do you get your ass whooped three times? And then Sky comes back and says, are you leaving now? I need you. No, you don't, bitch. Y'all need help. Y'all need Jesus. Y'all need a mediator. Heavy bag
so y'all can beat up on. And I'm not the heavy bag. Won't you hang a heavy bag up here?
Right. Fuck that stripper pole. Get a heavy bag in this bitch because y'all motherfuckers is violent. Y'all need help.
Like, why can't Donna get fired? Like, look, she came in telling the truth about Donna. Like, yo, what about that cupcake tattoo? What about this tattoo? I was like, oh, Lord. Like, Donna got hyped. You talking about my stuff? I'm like, Donna, but that's everybody she asked, like, that must have been like a fan or something of the show. Because she asked the questions everybody wanted to know about. The cupcake and that cover-up tattoo Donna did. Them shits were horrible. Like, it is.
That shit was bad, bro. She's like, well, I think you're defensive because you know that's not your best work. And when all else fails, whoop a bitch ass. That's the school Donna went to. Slap a bitch university. She's like, fuck it. Yeah. Nothing else. I'm going to whoop your ass. Did you also see that Donna is the biggest motherfucker in the shop? Did you see that? When they was doing the line dance for Melody's tattoo, she's the biggest motherfucker in the shop. She's the tallest and she's the biggest person in the shop. I think Ted might be the only one that's taller than her, but everybody else is shorter than Donna. That's crazy.
I don't think Donna that tall, man.
Which is the scary part.
Yeah.
Because if Donna's walking around this bitch and she's 5'6", what are all you Lilliputian motherfuckers doing?
The little Haitian girl tall, too, now. She looked tall.
Young Bae?
The Haitian. Not Haitian.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the Haitian. Which, okay, so on this episode, we got to see them making out. And Walt threw a hissy fit. Walt flipped over the...
that was the funniest hissy fit ever.
I mean, he but that was alcohol abuse. You don't flip over Henny because you mad.
Yeah, nigga just turn to somebody's shit like, no, nigga, you stop it. You gonna clean this shit up. Like, you do some shit like that in somebody's house, man. Nigga, please. You ain't walking up out of here throwing liquor on nobody. Like, hopefully it was a carpet or... Man, stop, nigga. No.
So we'll see how that plays out. If the girl that you fucked is fucking with the girl that you're trying to fuck and they acted like it was no big deal and they're roommates, don't you just spend the night that night?
You got to. You got to laugh that one up. Like, oh, we all fucking tonight. Like, I'm saying, keep laughing. I'm like, hey. I'll be laughing on that goddamn couch till everybody leaves. I'm going straight up in the room with y'all.
Because it sounded like Donna was trying to set it up. She was like, you know who likes photo shoots? Walter. And old girl was like, oh, really? Okay, cool, bitch, cool. Like it was the alley-oop. She was setting it up for you. And then they was fucking around. If they was fucking around in a party, a housewarming party that was a lingerie party, first warning sign, with a house full of people, hey, Walt, it's about to go down tonight, bro. You winning. But I guess he feels, you know, he like her too much for that shit. He didn't want to share.
He wanted to build with that one. Nigga, she a thot. Nigga, no.
Oh shit came back. He apparently left his girl. The reason that he left, what was her name? Erica, some shit like that?
Nikki.
So he left Nikki because she was upset that he, and these are his words, that he was taking their money to take care of his kids.
I was using
that's good reason, nigga. I was using our combined income.
So you don't see how that could be a problem, sir?
Right, like, nigga, sound like she made an adult decision.
Yeah, like, what? Like, I can't be spending my money on your kids. Like, no. Like, you can spend all your, it's one thing you spend all your money on your kids. When we start spending my money on the kids, oh, we got a problem.
That you don't see because you're in a whole other state now. You're in California. Yeah. None of your kids are out here.
Yeah.
So we just shipping my money back. Nah, bro. You got to fucking go. So he comes back and gets his job back, I guess. I guess he's working back at the shop. I don't know, man. I really don't know if I'm going to make the season, bro. I will say, right? I'm happy that Duchess is not involved anymore.
Yep, it's a better show without her.
Okay, I wasn't going there. I was just saying I thought they was dragging out the drama. I wouldn't say it was a better show without her. I know you hate Duchess. I'm not I wasn't trying to slander Dutchess that time. I was just saying that I'm glad they didn't play that drama out for the whole show because it wouldn't make sense. So he's ain't got shit to do with her. So next week, they're supposed to be in. Well, you know, I think the episode comes on tonight. So by the time you're hearing this episode, it will have already aired. But they're supposed to be in Korea and whatever the fuck. My question was, the thing you're laughing at already, is how do all these niggas have passports?
I just know, I knew Donna couldn't leave. I mean, how did Donna get a pass? How did, maybe because they doing it for work. And but nah, fuck that. You still got to goddamn have a passport. I don't give a fuck what they doing.
If you're in the system, if you're a felon, you can't leave the country. If you owe child support, you can't leave the country. Mm. So how did Caesar leave?
Able to go either.
That's what I said. So how do they all have passports? You got the nigga who just got off a warrant, a vagina slayer, Alex. You just got a warrant. I don't know if he went or not.
Oh, no. Vagina Slayer stayed back because it was Walt Vagina Slayer.
That, see, there you go. Nigga, you just said his name, too. Or are you saying the people who stayed?
Who stayed? Because Walt stayed. Because who went? Ted, Sky, Donna, Bay, C's, and that was it, right?
I don't know. So you're trying to tell me that Walt is staying there with the Haitian?
Yeah, Walt. Yeah, the Walt stayed there with the Haitian girl, yeah.
So that's gonna be a subplot for the next episode.
Cause he said he bought the two girls that Bay was close to, which was he's the reason why I chose Donna, cause she was there with Bay and what's the other girl? And Star or Sky, whatever the fuck her name is.
Well, Sky, yeah. Cause he owes her one.
He owes her one. And then cause Ted went, cause that's my cousin. He family. And it was one more person that went.
It's got to be the Haitian chick. Yeah, I doubt it's Vagina Slayer because that nigga just, like I said, he just got done with a warrant.
None of the, like, yeah, the Vagina Slayer, the gay dude, Walt, and oh shit, stayed back. Yeah.
So, yeah, so he had to show, she had to take the Haitian chick, which again, how the fuck you end up getting her? How does she have a passport ready on deck?
Nigga, like, yeah, like, come on now.
She been working there 3 weeks. I don't know. I'm going to try not to slander these guys. Maybe that's, you know, when they got the contract done, they said, yo, you got to be able to leave the country because who knows where these episodes are going to go. Maybe that was part of the agreement. They got it done. I just find it hard to believe that all the motherfuckers got passports. That's all I'm saying. Donna can't even get an apartment, but she got a passport? Come on, bro. I don't know. Because where's she going? I don't know. Anyway, This Is Us update. Where are you at on This Is Us?
I am current waiting on next week's episode or this week's episode. I don't know. Still no tears. Last episode last night was pretty tough. It showed how the father passed away. What got me, though, was when the motherfucking sister, she went to the dog thing, the shelter or whatever, and she seen this one dog, man, the way this dog looked, man. It's like, yeah, they told the story like, we've been trying to get rid of audio for a while and you know nobody da, 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 da. And then you know the way the dog was looking and she was just like, I can't get you, and she walked off on the dog, man. I was just like, oh shit, like that part almost got me, but you know, not nah, still no tears, man.
I have failed the challenge.
What you mean, you cried already?
I haven't watched any of it.
Oh, okay. Say damn, so, all right. What the fuck? You caught episode one? Like,
no, I successfully haven't watched any of it. So I haven't watched any of it. And at this point, it's over. I'm not going to start. So if you watch the This Is Us challenge, I fucked it up for everyone. If you watched it, enjoy. But I'm not going to make it.
People might have already been watching it, man. Like I told you, man. It's a big time tearjerker show, man. But it just didn't get me, man. It's been moments. You know, that goddamn William... the black dude's biological father, man, he, his character was one of them people that, like, you know, it's like, story's fucking wild, man. Like, the fucking black dude, man, like, he was raised by white people, but, you know what I'm saying, it's just so, he kind of fucked up in that regard already, like, you know what I'm saying, what the fuck going on?
You're saying white people can't raise black kids?
I didn't say that. Did I say that at all? Didn't say that at all.
I'm asking because you said he was already fucked up. I didn't say that. I'm asking, was that what you said?
You can't fully, like, certain things you don't know. Like, if you don't know black people, you raising a black child, like I know this black girl to take her son to get his hair cut at Walmart with clippers and shit. Like, not clippers. I'm talking about scissors. Like, what the fuck? Like, you know what I'm saying? So, that shit you don't know. Like, first of all, you don't take no nigga to get no hair cut at Walmart. Like, what the fuck?
If you ain't got no money, you do.
It's all right. No, you go a barbershop cheaper than Walmart. You find a barber. Ain't no real first barber in Walmart. Them white people.
I've never been to. I didn't know that Walmart had barbershops. I've never been to a Walmart that had a barbershop. Yes. They usually have McDonald's.
Any Walmart got a salon in it, man?
No, mine don't.
Yes, it do. I bet you.
The one right around the corner. It's got a budget rental car. It's got an eyeglass place. And
a budget
it's got
rental
a,
car. God damn.
And it's got a bank, and it's got like a nail place, but it ain't got no hair salon.
Look, just check. It might be in it. You might just be overlooking this, all right?
All right, I'm gonna have to go back and check and report and let y'all know if mine has a barbershop in it or a salon. This is a salon,
yeah.
This is crazy to me. I do have to say that all of you motherfuckers in the nation owe me an apology. I didn't know Blackish was this black. Like, this season of Blackish is black as fuck. Do you watch Blackish?
Not at all.
God damn it.
I've maybe seen two episodes of Blackish.
This season of Blackish is very dope. I'm catching up on last that. We got a new... Say it again?
This is probably going to be the last season to watch.
Here you go. Yeah, I don't want to.
Shows get back and make the white people nervous.
Well, so the fact that it's still on after opening up talking about what Kwanzaa and Juneteenth, like you opened up like that in your first two episodes, like, hey, shit, and you still on? You already winning. Like they did a fucking Juneteenth musical. They did a Juneteenth musical for the first episode of the season. I was like, oh wow. They talked about diabetes. They went in this season, so I'm impressed that it's still on air. And have you watched Black Lightning yet?
Nope.
Are you planning to watch Black Lightning?
Black Lightning?
Yes.
What station does this come on?
CW.
Oh. Set the show up for me, so all right.
It's a black superhero. The end.
Nah.
That's pretty much it. It's got Scooter from fucking Living Single. He's Black Lightning.
My son was watching that shit the other day. Cause I'm like, what the fuck is Scooter doing on TV? That's exactly what I said. Walked through the room. I'm like, what the fuck is Scooter doing on TV? And I kept moving. Can we?
So for everybody watching the show that's trying to figure out who's that guy, I know that guy from somewhere. Is that the dude from Coming to America? No, that's not Eric LaSalle. That's Scooter from Living Single. It's the other guy with the big bottom lip, Scooter. And then the daughter on that show is the chick from Meet the Browns. Is it Meet the Browns or House of Pain? I think it's House of Pain. The daughter on the show that had, it's House of Pain. So G the Money younger daughter, it? Huh?
The one that had the show that had G Money on it.
Yep.
Okay, that's House of
Pain. So that show with his So that show with the daughter. That daughter is now like 20 years old, and she's on Black Lightning. So watch that shit. It's a good show. And there was something else that I watched. Oh, The Chi. Where are you at on The Chi?
I'm caught up, man.
So episode 4? We're on episode 4 now?
Yep.
And how long did it take you to realize that the boy had shot old dude?
I knew it immediately.
Yeah.
I mean, well, it was a week. I figured it out after last week. Because I was like, that little boy must have been the one that shot the dude. Because he was... You know what I'm saying? Because I could tell that the other couple, when he told his girl, let me tell you what happened, that's when I knew it wasn't him. I was like, oh, he ain't showed him. So I take that back. When he said that part, nah, let me explain. She's like, nah, I want to hear it. I said, he the one that shot him. I was like, the little boy did. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, I knew the little boy did it because he was too cool the whole time.
And dude didn't know nothing about the gun. Like, he asked for it. Like, he was looking for a tool, but, you know what I'm saying, why would he ask a little kid for, you know what I'm saying, like, a little kid for a gun? Like, all that, because then I was like, I don't know how the gun hold the gun situation. When buddy said, little friend got the gun, I think that's when I said, hold on, little boy shot him. You know what I'm saying?
Because when you saw him, when he was meeting with old boy to buy the gun, he didn't buy it, and he got robbed. Yeah. So he didn't have a gun.
Yep.
So when I saw old boy, and I was like, how the fuck did he get shot without a gun? Like, that nigga is, he's straight-laced as fuck. This nigga tried to be a chef. He ain't going to get no gun. He already passed it up. So if he got robbed trying to buy a gun, he's not going to go get another gun.
Yeah.
So I was like, that don't make no sense. And then, when androgynous dude came out there and his brother told him, give me my gun back, I was like, oh, shit. That's how it went down. Because I really didn't. The first episode, I didn't know if it was a dude or a girl. I didn't. I was like, are they hanging with a homeboy or a homegirl? I couldn't figure it out. Why did that nigga have a whole house party and he butt naked in a inflatable tub in the living room?
Bro, that shit was the weirdest scene to me, bro. I was just like I'm sorry. I'm not cool with no guy that's going to do that. I'm sorry. Mm-mm. Nah.
He's supposed to be the man?
He the man. Up under the man. Like, he like, who is he? He the man. I think he the man.
He the man. Like, he's the man. He's the dude.
Because the other dude snitching. He working for the police.
Which dude?
The one that was, the old man got into a Jeep with him.
The old man, he's not working for the cops yet.
No, remember the old man seen him when he was walking the dog. He seen him talking to the police.
Oh, yeah, okay. You're not talking about the old man. You're talking about the other dude, yeah.
Yeah, like, so that guy, I don't know if he's one of the big boys. I don't know if he run the block and he work up under him. I don't know, but, you know what I'm saying? That's what I think, you know, that's what it ties in. I think Buddy run, the one that was in the Jeep, run the shit, and that dude, the bathtub nigga, he's like the next under him or something. I don't know. He run the street niggas, though. I do know that.
Yeah, because that motherfucker, when he stood up in the goddamn, with his meat out in a room full of people, I was like, mm-mm, this is not where, like, what is this? What is this?
Because then he said something to him when the old man walked up to him in the Jeep. He was like, yo, what you want, man? Or try to serve him or something? He was like,
yeah, he tried to tell him, get the fuck away from here. What you want from him?
Yeah, so he's the like, muscle. He's the muscle for him. He don't know that his buddy's snitching, though. He don't even know that.
Nope. Based on the way they set up that scene, we're probably going to see the old dude get killed and then it's going to be him. So he gonna have to square off with the old man because they ain't got no respect.
Yeah.
His boss is gonna get killed and it's gonna be him and the old man.
Yeah, cause he moved right in next door, he watching him. Something going on. Yeah.
Yep. So it's a good show. It's definitely a little slow. Like this last episode, it's always that one episode where you like y'all trying to do too much. It was way too many flashbacks to the shooting that weren't relevant for shit.
No, it was already, it didn't tie up to the end. Like, it kept showing, like, little pieces of it, like, you know, it didn't give you the whole picture of it. And then, at the end, it gave you, it just, like, filled in the whole everything. And I was just, like, show everybody, like, nah, the little nigga shot him. You know what I'm saying? Because, I don't know, but it's a good show, though, man. Shout out to The Shot, man. You need to watch it. Must see TV. You know what I'm saying? Quit comparing it to The Wire. Everything's, quit comparing it to The Wire. It's The Shot. Two different fucking things, man. Stop.
But you gotta say The Wire just so people will be intrigued. Like, that's the one that gets the ears to perk up.
It's like The Wire.
The Wire, you're like, oh, it is. But not really, because everybody on The Wire was a fucking savage. This has got regular people.
The Wire as a black show?
What'd you say?
Would you consider The Wire a black show?
As opposed to what?
Is it a black show?
So if it's not a black show, what would it be?
I'm just asking. I mean, I don't know. Could you call it a black show? That's what I'm saying.
I feel like you have to call it a black show. Like, there's no other alternative.
Oh, okay. I didn't know. I was just wondering.
I'm like, so that was my question. Like, what else could it be if it's not a black show? This ain't no sitcom for regular TV. This ain't white America. This ain't mid-America. Them is niggas. They are niggas.
Even with season two?
They are niggas. That's what The Wire is. They are niggas. Shit. What's your keep it 100 for this week, bro?
Oh man, keep 100. Wrote it down. So are you not interested in getting another bank account with you with Navy Federal, are you?
The way you proposition that and it's on the show, no.
Oh, I'm just saying. I ain't say nothing. Anyway, my keep it 100 this week, man. Your boy Jay-Z, man, he was on Van Jones' show getting interviewed, and they was asking Jay-Z all these questions about, you know, black people, and he was just giving his social commentary. Let me tell you something. Jay-Z looked so out of place. He was talking crazy. Like, anybody came out of there and said Jay-Z was spitting some real shit in the interview, I'm going to give you the side eye, because what it looked like is somebody that is signed to Jay-Z's Roc Nation imprint interviewing him, scaring to ask him the real questions, like, why it take you so long to get quote unquote conscious? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Because, oh, they have this, oh man, you're 444, man, it's big for the culture, it did this, it did that. I'm stopped. Let me bring it back. Let me dial it back. It's all right.
You're getting upset.
Jay-Z was out there like, listen, man, Jay-Z, stick to fucking rapping or doing whatever, man. I don't want to hear your social commentary, Jay-Z. Man, I don't give a fuck how you turn into a billionaire and how you feel like this part of the system is messed up. Jay-Z, how much is a gallon of milk, man? You tell me that. If you're so common folk, how much is a gallon of milk, Jay-Z? How much is a gallon of gas, my nigga? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to hear shit about you for the common man, and you speak. No, you don't. Like, yeah, everybody's getting on that little kid. I ain't even listen to what the little kid said. But he said, Jay-Z don't speak for me in black America because, you know, whatever he said. I just saw the headline. I didn't listen to the little kid because he's 15. You're a fucktard. If you think you know anything about life at 15, you little fuckboy.
Hey, guys, I'm CJ Pearson. Yesterday in an interview on CNN, Jay-Z threw a little bit of shade at President Trump, saying that he hasn't done much for black people, that he's misinformed and so forth and so on, dismissing the record low black unemployment rate that happened under this president, President Donald J. Trump. Jay-Z, you don't care about black people. Let's stop the charade, let's stop the pretending, and let's be honest here. You do not care about black people because those jobs mean a lot. They may not mean a lot to you because of your high net worth and your amazing rap career that you've had, but to average Americans, average people of color across this nation, those jobs mean a lot.
Like, you don't know shit. Wait till you move out your mama's house. I'm just saying, wait till you move out your mama's house, pay bills. Like, this little motherfucker at work moved out, got her own apartment January. Rent due for February. She complaining, like, oh my God, I think I'm moving back home after this. I don't have no money left after I pay out my bills. And I was like, what the fuck you think was going to happen when you moved out? Like,
this is true.
Life figured out, like, I think I'm going to move back home. No, nigga. So anybody 15, I don't give a fuck what you got to say. If you was born after 95, I really don't. You're like noise to me. You know what I'm saying? Just to be honest with you. You out here with this weak-ass haircut, man, look, with the widow's peak and the fro. And, like, I don't know. Jay-Z, man, the little whiskers. And he just look weird, man. Jay-Z look weird as fuck now, man. So I don't know. He might be an Illuminati, man. You know what I'm saying?
Man, I mean, he told us he was, right? Shit.
Yeah. Told us, like, he can't say, like, nigga, I told y'all niggas, like, I thought I was playing. Hey, no.
God damn.
Yeah.
Hey, man. Stick to rap. Jay-Z. Easy. I guess he's evolving. I don't know. Who are your winners and losers? I have no winners and losers this week. I'm sitting this one out. Everybody who watches the Super Bowl, y'all are losers. I'm saying that tongue in cheek because I'm not watching. But go ahead. Who are your winners
and losers? My team's in the Super Bowl, sorry. So I'm a loser. So.
You're still a loser.
My winner, man, is Kim Kardashian, man. She's my winner. Kim Kardashian just had another kid, so that's making three kids her and Kanye got now. Woo. Kim Kardashian was on Instagram the other day giving everybody a little photo shoot of her butt-naked body, you know, after another kid and, you know, with her Bo Derek braids, as she called them. So, you know, she is, you know, the fashion-forward person she is. Her new invention, the Bo Derek braids, is when you get your hair braided tight to the scalp and, you know, goes in some kind of design, you know, the Bo Derek braids.
Oh, you know, the Allen Iversons. Know. Oh, the African braids.
No, no, no. Bo Derek did it first.
In the 70s. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. Yeah, of course.
And Kim K, you know what I'm saying? You were like, how old you got to be to stop? You my winner because you don't give a fuck. You almost 40 and you still, you know, showing your nipples and shit on the internet. Like,
God damn. Like, why does it make news every time?
Yeah, like, how to just, like, I don't know. I don't get it. And people, people excuse this behavior. They champion it. Like, she, like, her body looks ridiculous. Like, let's be honest. Like, no, like, that shit is horrible, man. Like, I'm sorry, man. So, you're my winner this week, Kim K, just for being so, you know, body, hashtag body positivity, hashtag nobody shaming, hashtag, you know, you can do what you want. So, yeah, you're my winner. My loser this week is, Erykah Badu. Erykah Badu, my loser this week.
Today's new interview with David Marchese for Vulture is no different. Although, for once, people aren't reacting to an Erykah interview with reverence. Instead, most are just bemused because somehow Bill Cosby, XXXTentacion, and Hitler, yes, Hitler, all came up and she wasn't as hard on them as most are. It all started with Erykah talking about her appreciation for X's music and the idea of separating the person from the art they're making. I love Bill Cosby and I love what he's done for the world, but if he's sick, why would I be angry with him? The people who got hurt, I feel so bad for them. I want them to feel better too. But sick people do evil things. Hurt people hurt people. I know I could be crucified for saying that because I'm supposed to be on the purple team or the green team. I'm not trying to rebel against what everybody's saying, but maybe I want to measure it. Strap in though, because it gets wilder from there. David swerved from there and asked Erykah about the controversy surrounding her perceived anti-Semitism stemming from an Israeli article quoting her thoughts on Nation of Islam leader Louis Farrakhan. I'm not an anti-Semitic person. I didn't even know what anti-Semitic was before I was called it. I'm a humanist. I see good in everybody. I saw something good in Hitler. When asked to clarify, Badu said that Adolf was, quote, a wonderful painter.
Because you take your creative thing too far, you know what I'm saying? The little comments you made, the Hitler comments, I'm not really, I don't care, but you should know Hitler is a hot button topic. And anytime they baited you in, you took the bait, and that's what happened, Erykah. You my loser for taking the bait. When somebody asks you a question, even so, you got something good to say about Hitler, you should have been like, hell no. Like, just don't take the bait, Erykah, man. No, no.
But that's not what, how it happened. Don't save her. Don't save her. That's not how it happened. Because she said, they asked her, because she said, I see good in everybody. And they said, so you see good in Hitler? She's like, yes, he's a great artist.
See, but the debate, she took the bait right there. So you see good in Hitler's.
It's not bait because she offered that shit up. It's a ridiculous question. It's a ridiculous statement to say I see good in everybody.
I mean, you can say that, but then like, oh, of course not him. I mean, so technically, I guess I don't see the good in everybody. That's all you had to say.
Exactly. It wasn't I feel like it wasn't bait because they didn't set her up. She set herself up.
She said it, but then when they fired back with some,
it's a follow up question to the shit that she put out there. It's a legit follow up question to the bullshit.
I mean, any person, like, they could have said Trump, but Hitler, like, come on, man. Hitler, like, that's synonymous with the devil. Like, everybody said knew
She said he was a great artist. And the nigga said, no, he wasn't. No, he wasn't. Motherfucker was mad. No, he wasn't. Fuck you mean? No, he wasn't. Shit.
I ain't seen Hitler shit in the Louvre or nothing like that, man. I ain't seen. It might be on the dark web, like they got a whole lot of Hitler paintings or some shit like that.
I mean, if you want to be honest, there are niggas that collect Hitler paintings because they think he's a great artist.
Damn, for real?
There's a subculture of them niggas that collect that shit. Yes, niggas is disgusting, but yes.
So I take it you're disgusted by Adolf Hitler as I am.
Of course, nigga, he killed black people first. Fuck Hitler. Yeah. I'm not on that Badu train. There's not good in everybody. Some people are just bad. I went to school with some people that were just bad. Some people are bad. Now you could choose to point out the one good thing they do. Oh, the motherfucker has nice fingernails, if that's what you want to do, but that'll make them a good person. That motherfucker is bad. Some people are bad. Everybody don't have good in them that needs to be acknowledged. Some niggas just need, hey, you're bad, bruh. Have you watched 60 Days In at all?
60 Days. Oh, I watched like the first season.
Nigga, some people are just bad. Some niggas are just bad, bro. This motherfucker said, hey, I think the TV told me that he's a child molester. I'm going to go check his nuts. Wait a minute. The TV told you that? No, bruh. No. And why do you think that? Because you were selling your meds so somebody else could get high so you wouldn't get your ass whooped to prison. So now he got to get his ass whooped because you crazy? No, bruh. Nah, bruh. This is bad decisions. You, sir, aren't a good person. You made bad decision, and now this motherfucker got punched in the face. That's not good. 60 Days In is amazing, by the way. If you're not watching that fake-ass shit, go ahead and watch it. Have you watched part of season 4 yet?
No, I gotta go. Man, shit. Boy, it's 4 seasons already? Damn.
Nigga, I just found out about the shit and started watching because I wanted to see how ridiculous it was, and I finished the first season.
Oh, season the first 4, season, man. Did you see the guy in the first season, man, that took it as a joke? That was like, it's good.
That nigga Robert. I remember Robert's name, goddammit. Robert was like, this is great.
Yeah, until the shit got real.
Then the nigga was constipated. I bet you were, nigga.
He was like, yo, he was loving being in isolation. He was just like, he was in there like, yes, I can do what I want here. I was like, well, I think it's time for you to go back to gym, Pop. Oh, no.
That motherfucker's like, ooh. My stomach, ooh, my back. My stomach and my back. I gotta go to the ER. It's like, oh, Robert. You bitch.
Oh, this is a breeze. I can do this. Oh, this is gonna be awesome. Yeah, man, he was in there just like kick back. Like, I mean, from day one, they were just like, yo, something up with this guy, man. Like, he's smiling all the time.
Like, when they asked him, they said, yo, what are you in for? Traffic violation. I ran a stop sign on I-65. Nigga, I don't even know where I-65 is, but I'd be willing to bet a check that if it's got an I in it, it's probably not a place that has a stop sign. Probably not in most places. And they was like, ain't no stop sign on I-65. No. I ran a stop sign before and I got pulled over on I-65. So a cop followed you onto the highway to pull you over. Like, nigga, this is not going to work. It's not gonna work.
They was like, yo, something ain't right about his story. It was on his ass.
Immediately. But yeah, season 4, if you haven't watched season 4, just tune in for the first part of episode 1. They got a father and a son. To go in. How does
one more loser, man. King Germ. Yeah, it's all right. Because we forgot to talk about one topic this week, but oh well, not gonna bring it up.
What kind of shit is that?
We forgot about the XFL, man. It's right there at the top of the damn page, man.
Because there's nothing to discuss. That shit's not coming out until 2020 if it happens. And well, Vince ain't going to make it happen.
I think Vince is going to die before it happens. Because Vince look horrible, man. That's all him on Raw. Whoa. Vince is like, he's near death. He's going to really die when this happens. Like, watch.
I will say he is slightly deflated. Like, he still had on the old jacket that used to fit when he was buff.
Oh, man. Vince was big as fuck at one point in time, man. I was like, God damn. Like, Vince, come on, bro. Like, you know they saying people around here use steroids. You're just jacked up as a wrestler. Like, what the hell is going on?
Hey, he's not a performer. Shit. Be big. If I'm 65 and I'm rich, I'd probably take some roids because fuck it. I'm on the other side of my life here. This is the downhill part. Go ahead, take steroids, do cocaine, do all that shit. You're 65. Man. It's time to risk it all at 65.
Yeah, you're right.
Do all that shit, man. Give my shout out so we can get the fuck up out of here.
Hey, man, shout out to the staff, man. Be easy. Sorry, GQ Blue, Short T. Shout out to all the loyal listeners, man. People that leave us feedback every week, like Peppy J from Be More, like Ruler
Peppy
Myself.
RT3, every episode recap. Rick James, bitch.
Shout out to Miss T. Lee, who said she said our show is too long. That's why she don't like listening to it. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, whatever. I guess you like them short ones. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. Y'all heard it from the fans. We go too long.
Yeah, man. Shout out to Dr. Bracer, everybody at Dr. Bracer Network. Shout out to Mr. Wise. Shout out to fucking MJ. You disrespect the motherfuckers. Basketball season now, so we're on the same side now. So, you know, you all right with me, MJ.
The wrestling gods.
Excuse me?
I said the wrestling gods.
Oh, yeah, the wrestling gods, man. You know, even though I don't listen to wrestling. You know what I'm saying? Shout out, who else, man? We got Papa Dash, Daughter Dash, Queen Germ. Prince Germ making all this fucking noise, bringing the trash can up. God damn it. fucking up my show.
That's it, man. We appreciate y'all for rocking with us. This has been episode 290 of the Frocast with your man Saul Wright, a.k.a. the Black Alex P. Keaton, sitting in with King German, the most electrifying motherfucking podcast of today, yesterday, and forever. We'll holler at y'all next week on episode 291. We already got a topic for you. Should we tell them what the topic is or no?
Nope. We're going to make them wait for it.
Hey, wait for it, man. We'll holler at y'all next week. We out. Peace.
Peace.
This is the end of the show. Feel free to visit nappyafro.com for more information. Or not. It's your loss.
nappyafro.com